Hello and welcome to SearchSalesforce.com and SearchCRM.com. I'm Lauren Horwitz, Executive Editor in the Business Applications and Architecture Group. And today we are going to talk about something that's been in the news, albeit quietly. That's kind of a surprise in the Salesforce universe. And I have joining me one of my trusty contributors from the various sites, and that's Scott Robinson, a BI and SharePoint expert. Scott, welcome.
Hi there, Lauren.
Hi. So you and I talked briefly about this online, and for readers, I'll just lay this out very briefly, and then I'll kind of turn things over to you, Scott. But we kind of got wind of this news story in which Salesforce CEO Mark Benioff talked about the partnership with Microsoft that was launched in 2014 with a lot of optimism and fanfare. There was a fair amount of exchange of data and using Office 365 and Azure services. And things at that time seemed relatively promising. And from the sounds of this news story, things have gone off the rails a little bit. And Salesforce, earlier in the year, announced a partnership with Amazon. And that did kind of raise an eyebrow. And then this story kind of indicated that Salesforce has been retreating somewhat from its partnership with Microsoft. And there's been some concern about trust in terms of the Azure cloud. And Benioff was quick to say that this was not about the LinkedIn sale. Microsoft scooped up LinkedIn, the social and career networking site. Salesforce had made a bid for LinkedIn. Microsoft got it. Benioff was quick to say, it's not sour grapes about LinkedIn. So, Scott, that's a long prelude, but what is your kind of impression for listeners of what's happened over the course of the past 2 years since this partnership was announced and where things are at now?
Well, it's a really interesting problem, and I'm very fascinated by how it's unfolded. This bromance that you talked about between Nadella, CEO of Microsoft, and Benioff, CEO of Salesforce, the two of them have kind of been in this flirtation over partnering for 2 years. And to see Nadella on a Salesforce stage was, as you said, it was just this kind of unprecedented thing, you know, like a U.S.-Soviet detente, definitely different from the Ballmer era. Mm-hmm. Now, what has made this really interesting is that you kind of see that Nadella was fresh blood coming in to take Microsoft out of the era of, you know, the monolithic era of desktop and into the cloud, where Microsoft was running behind over the past few years, and an alliance with Salesforce, you know, which had moved faster and more nimbly and scooped up a user base more quickly than Microsoft ever did, that would have been a good strategic alliance, and it would have been good for Salesforce because they've been kind of a one-trick pony. So this looked really good going in, especially because Nadella appears to be a very progressive force. Now, as you say, the whole LinkedIn thing may be a red herring because, you know, it's perfectly fair in love and war to go in and outbid somebody. And despite the fears at Salesforce that Microsoft's intent is to cut Salesforce out of LinkedIn's communication channel and available data, which would be devastating to Salesforce CRM, Microsoft is saying, no, this was not a strategic purpose purchase. This was money in the bank because LinkedIn is a cash cow. So, and that's easily believable. The real guts of the mistrust right now that Benioff is talking about is the fact that Nadella called him up and said, hey, we want to send Scott Guthrie over, and we want you to kind of talk to him about your plans for Salesforce CRM, because, of course, you know, they just want to keep this partnership flame alive. Well, then 2 weeks later, Benioff turns around and announces that Scott Guthrie is taking over Microsoft's Dynamics CRM. Now, that's the kind of move that makes you kind of scratch your head and say, wait a minute, that would have been good to know up front. And Nadella didn't tell Benioff up front, and that's the basis of this moment that they're at right now, this deep mistrust.
Now, let me ask you this. Do you think that there is room for them for entente on some of these issues, from sort of the trust issue to also access to some of this LinkedIn data that you've alluded to?
Well, to be honest, I don't see that it can realistically unfold any other way. These guys have to make up, and there has to be a future that truly is the kind of future that Scott Guthrie alluded to in his keynote address at Ignite. He came out, and he did a very progressive display, pulling out technologies that simply paraded integration and cooperation and the kind of universe that we're building in the cloud right now. The basic paradigm of IT moving forward into the next decade is cooperation and collaboration. Everyone is gearing up for that. For these two industry giants to not be moving in that direction would be a great disadvantage to both of them. I mean, we basically need open doors all the way around if we're going to move forward. Now, the problem we get into in the personal politics here is that the mistrust that people feel about Microsoft has been decades in the making, because the fact is that the kind of bait and switch that is being implied here was standard practice at Microsoft for a long time, because Microsoft wanted to own it all. Now, okay, fair enough, that's politics, and that's capitalism. But the fact is, this isn't the Highlander TV series. It's not a world where there can be only one. We're going to have all these different clouds. They all need to talk to each other. These products all need to communicate with each other, and they are all slaves to social media at this point. Social media is going to drive the future of IT more than any one IT vendor ever could, and that's just a reality that everyone's going to have to acquiesce to.
And what do you think the prospects are for Microsoft Dynamics versus Salesforce CRM in the wake of some of these shifts? You know, there, as you mentioned, one of the ethics of Salesforce has always been more of an open, integrated partner with various other platforms and even competitors. And you also talked about the possible strategic use of LinkedIn to kind of not work well with Salesforce CRM. Do you see possible tit for tat on the other side where Salesforce might make Microsoft Dynamics or other Office 365 applications harder to use?
Well, I think that that's exactly what we should fear, and I think you're exactly right. You know, when you talk about the tit for tat, we don't dare get into an environment where these big vendors start sniping at each other to the point that they're cutting off channels of communication. That doesn't go well for anyone. I think that the basis of Microsoft's attempt to purchase Salesforce in the first place was the fact that Salesforce has perfected rapid app spin-up in ways that Microsoft has never managed. Microsoft, for the past 15 to 20 years, has tried to own the app development business. The trouble is they made it too monolithic and they made it too complex. Now they're playing catch-up, because Salesforce went out and they made it easy to build incredibly effective business apps quickly. And those business apps have connectivity all over the place. You know, a Salesforce app and Salesforce platformed processes can speak easily to a wide range of other external processes and platforms. Microsoft is moving in that direction, but Dynamics CRM is not as far along in that regard as Salesforce CRM. So that's why Microsoft wanted the buy. Now, Microsoft is beginning to move in the direction of Salesforce in terms of application development with Power Apps, where you don't have to be a developer to spin up a great business app, as .NET developers everywhere update their resumes. Okay, that too is a smart strategic move, but it's foolish to go to all that trouble and then start playing fast and loose with what communication channels the apps will work over. You want to win on the basis of innovation, not on the basis of cutting off your opponent's potential performance, because you're not just going to earn the enmity of your opponent in the marketplace, you're going to earn the enmity of all their users.
Hopefully this is something we'll have a chance to talk about again, you and I, Scott. So many
Certainly.
Thanks for joining us.
Always a pleasure.
Always a pleasure for me as well. And for more on Salesforce and CRM, you can always check out searchsalesforce.com and searchcrm.com. And until next time, I'm Lauren Horwitz.